Flatus, with special features from theflatusshow.com. Going outside here. It's morning. Wednesday. Lots of birds.
Making a sound for John so he can identify them. Okay, how was that? It's cool. What is it, Wednesday? No, it's Thursday. Thursday. Got up, I had some tea. And I had a protein drink. And, let's see what else. Did I talk about yesterday? I went to the mall. Went to the Northwest store and I bought a box of cherries for my coworkers.
had that set off. I bought some beef jerky,
which is made from the Umpqua tribe. It's delicious. Best beef jerky I've ever had. And, what else was there? Yeah, so then I went to the mall and I got some protein drinks to have for breakfast, which I had one. Then I went to the jail with, and I met Andy and Randy there. And first time I met Andy since I've been here. He's shorter than I thought. I just assumed that these Western area boys were bigger because, you know, everything's bigger in the West. But, you know, it's not true. Somebody told me once that, like, everybody in Wyoming is big. So I just figured they get bigger as they get closer to the coast, you know. The further west they get out. It's more natural. So, hold on, let me clip on my mic, strapping my dildo here. So then I saw the jail, and it's, now I can envision what they talk about. I'm going to have a piece of beef jerky. How rude. So good. Jerky. I'll edit this out because I know people don't like to hear eating. Yeah, so the jail is smaller than I imagined. I thought it was bigger. And I didn't realize it was in the middle of the city. Sorry. The city is... Vancouver is a small city. It's sort of like Cambridge with less people and more space. Like, spread out. Cambridge, Massachusetts was spread out. Ooh, it's cold. But it feels good. So I was walking around a park and walked around. And goodness, I asked this woman. These two women were walking. And they look like lawyers because there's the courthouses right there. So I was trying to find a place, like a 3-hour parking spot, right? So I'm like looking around. I see them walk by. I'm like, excuse me. I said, I'm a visitor in the area. And they looked at me. They gave me the once over the, you don't look like a visitor, you know. I'm like, well, I have a Boston Red Sox hat. I'm thinking, you know, do I look that dangerous? I'm like, I found a 2-hour parking spot. There's a place that, like, where I can get 3-hour parking. No, that's the highest it is. So I always thought people on the West Coast were nice, but, you know, well, that woman was looking very leery at me. She didn't trust me. You're a stranger. I can smell you from the East. An atheist. Unitarian Christian other. So, I went to the jail. My experience at the jail. I got to see the room where they keep the suicides. This was on the suicide watch. And they have to wear these Barney Rubble outfits. They're naked, completely naked underneath. And they're all sleeping in these beds and the floor. I guess they're depressed. I mean, what else are they going to do if they're in a suicide watch and they're naked? But they're in there sort of walking around. As soon as I came in, I was a new face. They all, like, got up and looked at me. I felt like I was in a pet store where all the puppies, you know, come to you and it's like, buy me. Take me home. So, I got the impression, actually, with all of the areas. You know, you go by, like, A pod and B pod and the windows, and they all come to the window, like, looking at you. Are you here to help me? Take me out of here. You know, the female pod, there's these two females who are just sort of sitting there talking, but they're very, I don't know if loose is the right word. I mean, there is, what was I going to say? Like, there's certain inmates walk around, like, I've seen them walking around their orange jumpsuit, and they're like, can you, I need to go to the court or whatever. And you know, Andy said, that's down the hall that way. And yeah, just to me, like, I think of prison, I think of, you know, people behind bars and really restricted. And it's not as restricted as you might think. But, I mean, those living quarters are small. There's no light. You're sort of locked in this room. But, you know, you get your food and stuff. You know, they get food. And so, I don't know how. It's humane. I mean, it's humane. It's humanity in it. I just never seen a jail before. So, I was like, I'm not impressed. But, you know, it was fun. It was neat. I was waiting for a jail story to happen for me. You know, one of the inmates would have done something so I could witness it and talk about it. But I didn't. They were all subdued. So, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Okay, so then after I was done at the jail, I came back to Randy's house and I took a nap. And then I got up and went to the bookstore. No, not the bookstore, the Classical Millennium. Now, when did it happen? Okay. The thing was my GPS system was working fine most of the time. Then it said it had low battery. Okay. Now mind you, I really don't know how to get around here, though I'm getting used to driving these different roads: 139th Street, the 77th Street, or whatever. 70th Street, 99, no, Padden Parkway, Andreessen Road. I have all these names now in my head. So I'm driving around, right? So I get to the, so the GPS unit, right, starts going off. So I'm like, oh, fuck, right? So, like, I turn it back on, and it continues from where it ended, right? But I'm going over to this place in town that I've never been to before. I mean, I've never been to Portland before. But it's like in bumfuck Portland. And, you know, it keeps on going out. So finally I get there. So on the way back, right? So I figure, okay, that's what's going to happen. It's just going to go off. I have to turn it back on. I figure it was on some sort of mode. I don't know. What was I going to say? I'm still thinking of the story. So I go back to the car, and I'm going to go to the Rebecca Nay's house. All right, so I plug in her address, and it just goes off. It goes dead. It is dead. I have no directions. I don't know where I am. I don't even know how to get back. So what do? I call Budget Rent-A-Car. That's where I got the car. I'm like, I run this GPS system, and it's dead. It won't work. I'm lost. I don't know how to get. How do I? You know where? I don't even know how to get out where I'm. Checking my phone. I'm like, I don't know. You know how to find my place way around here. I mean, I have to relying on this. So the guy at Budget, he's like, you know, if you come back to the airport, we'll replace it for you. I'm thinking, I'm going to be eaten by bears before I get back to the airport. So, he goes, well, if you find a road called Columbia Road, or something like that, he said, you can, you'll find the airport. It'll take you right to the airport. So just drive around and see if I find Columbia Road. I'm like, this city is not that small. It's not like, drive around till you find Columbia Road, right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find my charger for my phone. So, So finally, I asked this lady. I said, she's on the road. She's at her house. She's raking. And I'm like, help me. I'm not from this area. How do you get to the airport? So she's like, oh, okay, it's easy. You know, go here, there. So I get to the airport. They change the GPS, and they're like, sorry, we're not responsible for this, you know? And, did I bring my charger? You know, I'm a real prolapse. Fuck me. Oh, shit. My phone charger. I am fucked. Why, you know, these are the things, well, you know, well, you're always going to forget something, right? So anyway, the GPS system, I finally get a new one. I get the Trainee Rick's house, and we do a podcast, which is really wonderful, so you have to listen to Trainee Rick Radio. And then I did a podcast with her afterwards for my show. It's a continuation. So it's a really neat show. You have to listen to hers first, and then you can listen to mine to get the whole story. And I have to turn off my phone so to save energy because I can't find my charger. Why didn't I bring my charger? Awful. I'm eating on the show. I'm distressed right now. I'm distressed because I can't find my charger. What the hell? That's my 7:30 off. My pants over here. Bring my razor. I don't have one. Thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I found it. Yay! Okay, now I'm going to plug in my phone. Where can I plug it in? Is there a plug in here? Something, I see a plug, but something's plugged into it. Is there another plug? Hold on. Prolapse. Well, I'll say prolapse. I don't care. I don't think Madge is going to care. Do you care, Madge? Do you care? It just really does, really adds, you know, just adds to your show. You mean bitch. Actually, you're not as mean as you used to be. Richard, you're such a nice boy. I really enjoyed talking with you. I'll talk to you some more. Oh, that's electricity. The phone is charging. Yeah. Thank Jesus. Let's put the phone right there. Let me see how long this is. I have a lot of little shows. That's 19 minutes of birding, of talking, Oh, did I sing a ukulele song for this show? Let's get the ukulele out and play a song. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Okay. I got beef jerky in my teeth. There's Deep Purple, but that's in tuned to D, and I don't have my capo by, and the capo I brought was crap. I need to get another capo. I mean, you know, how many capos does one need, right? Probably only one, but I would like to have two.
I would like to have two capos.
Okay. This is an old favorite, which I've sung before. Stars shining brighter, oops, above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little, dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little, dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Find you.
Editing.
Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Nice. Do I have another song here? Hi, lily, lily, low, lily, lily, do, boop, boop, boo, do, do. Lily High Low. Words by Helen Deutsch. You will like this song. You will like the song. My name is Helen Deutsch. I wrote the lyrics. More than you know. Oh yeah, I can do the beginning of this. Okay, ready?
More than you know. More than you know. Man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. You need me so, more than you'll ever know. And then I don't know the middle section. But I want to learn it because I like that song.
I like that song.
Okay, it's 25 minutes. I think it's done. I wonder if I should... Tonight we're going to Mount Hood. And then we're going to go to the Brazil restaurant.
Yes. Yes, sirree, Bob.
The Brazil restaurant. And it'll be fun. So, anyway, so this is it. I'm going to go brush my teeth and do some jumping jacks. Maybe, yeah, do some jumping jacks. Whatever. See ya, flightus. Come on.